This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, conservative icon, and the author of more than 20 books, including The Supremacists, The Flip Side of Feminism, Turbo Reader, and the revealing new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
I've told you in previous broadcasts about some of the zero-tolerance nonsense that has caused punishment for mostly boys in elementary school for actions that should not have been punished. But now one school has carried this zero-tolerance so far that it isn't even safe to talk about guns. The father of a middle schooler in Calvary County, Maryland, says his 11-year-old son was suspended for 10 days for merely talking about guns on the bus ride home after school. This sixth grader at Northern Middle School was talking with friends about the Sandy Hook Elementary School massacre when the bus driver hauled him back to school to be questioned by the principal. The father said in an interview that the principal told him that with what happened at Sandy Hook, if you say the word gun in my school, you are going to get suspended for 10 days. So what did the boy say? According to the father, the boy neither threatened nor bullied anyone. He said, "I wish I had a gun to protect everyone." He wanted to defeat the bad guys. The boy was questioned by the principal and a sheriff's deputy, who also wanted to search the family's home without a warrant. He started asking the father if he had firearms. The principal did not respond to calls or emails seeking comment. The boy's suspension was later reduced to 1 day. Another incident in Anne Arundel County, Maryland, is zero tolerance that leaves you not knowing whether to laugh or cry. A 7-year-old boy was suspended for 2 days for biting a pastry into the shape of a gun. His family had to hire an attorney to expunge the suspension from the boy's school record. In this case, the NRA got into the act by presenting the kid with a lifetime membership in the National Rifle Association.
Surveys show liberal professors outnumber conservative professors on college campuses by 10 to 1. At the Eagle Forum Collegian Summit in Washington, D.C. on July 18 and 19, outstanding conservative leaders will equip students with moral and intellectual defenses to challenge left-wing ideology. The conference is free to students who register in advance at eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey, and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today. Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
John Stettmiller here. Gives me great pleasure to welcome our new sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They are a veteran-owned, Christian-based preparedness company. I know the owner, and I can tell you they share the same ideals and values that we do. From quality long-term food to self-defense and camping supplies, they have what you need to prepare. Great wholesale pricing, quality products, the best customer service. You just can't go wrong. One example, they have a one-year food package that includes a GMO-free vegetables and fruit, plus real meat like roast beef and chicken breast. Over 2,000 calories a day for $19.95. Not your run-of-the-mill carb bucket like a lot of them out there. From stun guns, batons, tents, gas masks, chemical suits, the list goes on and on. One thing you'll learn over time is value is defined by quality plus price. You get that value with AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Tell them that John sent you and receive a free knife with your order today.
July 31st, 2013. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from the suburbs of Chicago. I really appreciate you joining me today on RBN for people who can handle the truth. RBN's website is republicbroadcasting.org. All RBN programs now have a new format. We are associated with the Cumulus Media Networks Satellite Services, which provides a 24/7 satellite channel to RBN on XDS. Cumulus Media Networks has provided XDS receivers to more than 4,000 affiliates, each of which now has the capacity of broadcasting any RBN program that they choose. To see the guest lineup and relevant links for this program, please visit Spingola.com. Another site that I wish to draw your attention to is SpingolaSpeaks.info, created by one of our listeners. During the program, email your questions or comments to comment@Spingola.com. Join others in the chat room by clicking on the chat room button on my website, Spingola.com, or by going to Spingola.chatango.com. We will take calls in the second hour at 800-313-9443. Before I introduce our guest for the day, I wish to share something that I found in my research yesterday. And this was from the Central Committee, and it's kind of relevant to today's program. The Central Committee of the American Jews at the 47th Annual Conference Anti-Defamation League held in New York on June 26, 1937. Keep that date in mind. They sent out the circular declaring, and I quote, exemption of Jews from military service in accordance with the highest interpretation of Judaism, unquote. The circular stated, and I quote, our Talmud says, when you go to war, do not as the first, but as the last, so that you may return as the first. Unquote. Further, the circular said, and I quote, why should we, the only truly international people, be concerned with the mutable interest of stupid goyim nations? We must do everything in our power to help the great president who has helped us so greatly in establishing control. Support the draft law when it is presented to the American people. Support England and France, for they are fighting Judah's greatest enemy, the Goyim German state. You are urged to support United States participation in the in this holy war of Judah without reservation and without fear. We can repeat our triumphs of 1918 if we maintain our united front, and the dumb Goyim will fight while we profit with the aid of our friend in Washington. Powerful Jews will be on all draft boards, and Jewish physicians will protect you from military service. Arrangements are already made to exempt you in case religious exemption cannot be prepared in time. You are warned to renounce, abjure, repudiate, and deny any of this information if questioned by Gentiles, even under oath, as outlined in the Talmud and justified for the preservation of our race, unquote. Now, this was, the circular was turned into the FBI, and it was declassified on July 11th, 1989. All righty, let's bring our guest on. Our guest today is Friedrich Paul Berg. His website is nazigassings.com. Welcome to the program, Fritz.
Having me, Diana. It's nice to be here again.
Well, thank you. Now, we clarified this last time, but let's re-clarify it. You are not Jewish, correct?
Right.
I'm actually
anti-Jewish. My last name, Berg, is Swedish originally. My ancestors who bore that name 300 years ago came from Sweden with Gustav Adolf, who was a Swedish king fighting for the Protestant cause against generally the Roman Catholics in Germany. And it was the reason my ancestor with the name Berg, which is actually a very common name in Sweden and Norway, came into Germany, and some of his descendants remained, and I'm one of them.
Okay. Good. All righty. Now we're going to talk about the Holocaust, and you had a list, you have a list on your website that basically has, let me just get to the website and move it over to the right here. You used to have several points. What was it, 14 points? Well, you still have 14 points, but you've reduced these points to even less points. Yes, you have 14 points why the Holocaust should be questioned. But you say, and you say simple reasons for rejecting the Holocaust, but you've narrowed it down to two.
Yes, I think there are two very important points which are devastating in their impact on the Holocaust hoax. The Holocaust story is essentially a hoax because no one was killed in gas chambers. When you take the gas chamber story out of all the other nasty things that supposedly happened to the Jews, there really is not much left. Some Jews were shot and killed in bombing raids and so forth. That happens. That's perfectly understandable. But it is the gas chamber claim that makes the Holocaust hoax peculiar and different from all other atrocity stories in all of human history. It's a hoax for two very important reasons that I'm going to focus on here and maybe get into a third reason that I think is important also. But there are two very powerful reasons for rejecting the Holocaust hoax. The simplest one is the following. There are absolutely no autopsy reports to show that even one corpse found in any German concentration camp was of someone who was killed with poison gas or poison of any sort. There were attempts made to find bodies that were of people killed with poison gas. We know that from an American forensic pathologist, Dr. Charles P. Larson, who was actually an Army officer and had been assigned to find precisely that kind of evidence. He performed more than 1,000 autopsies, and I'm sure other doctors also performed autopsies to come up with precisely that kind of evidence, but they found nothing. If you or anyone contacts the U.S. Holocaust Memorial Museum in Washington, which is this vast, vast archive of Holocaust evidence of one sort or another, they will have to admit, if they're at all honest, which is very doubtful also, but they'll have to admit they have no autopsy reports to show that even one person was ever proven to have died from poison gas or poison of any sort. Now, this is enormously important because, in addition to the Holocaust hoax or the Holocaust lie, people have been brainwashed into thinking or into believing another big lie, which is that the evidence for the Holocaust is overwhelming. It is so overwhelming that only lunatics and anti-Semitic Nazis and terrible, terrible people could possibly have any doubt about it. Well, the evidence, such as it is very minimal, to say the least. It certainly does not include the kind of evidence that one would expect or try to get for any number of ordinary murders or serial murders in the United States or anywhere else in the world. There are no autopsies to show that even one person was ever killed in a concentration camp by poison gas or poison of any sort. So
let me interrupt just for a second. In fact, gas was something that they absolutely reviled because of the situation in the First World War with all of the Germans being gassed. So gassing was not anything that they were going to use. They outlawed it. All righty, we do need to go to a break. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
The five self-evident truths of the Declaration of Independence are the standing definition of our republican form of government. Each unalienable right has an attached duty because we are all created equal. Like the right, the duty is permanent and non-transferable. There can be no paper to lien the right and no paper to waive the duty. Deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed does not mean if you can think of it, you can consent to it. Truly, it names a condition where a right must be held without violation of its duty by both parties who can then consent. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan. Innovative research and development of prototype industrial equipment since 1988.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Friedrich Paul Berg. His website is NaziGassings.com, and several of you have asked me where I got this this information, this document. It's actually from a PDF file. It's a 236-page PDF file, and this was right at the top of it. It is a bunch of declassified FBI files. And as I mentioned, this was declassified in July 11th, 1989. and it was an actual circular that was put out by the Anti-Defamation League. It is from the FBI, Cleveland, Ohio, file 62-0, dated October 13th, 1943. And somebody turned in this circular to the FBI because they were very concerned about it. And anyway, they kept it on file, and then it was a letter of explanation was signed by Leland V. Boardman, the special agent in charge, and it was given to the head of the FBI, Hoover, and it was also he turned it over to the Justice Department. But of course, they didn't do anything about it because they just didn't do anything about it because, as the letter said, hey, thanks to the president, we're really in control of everything. Now, this PDF file that I have, I would be very happy to share with anyone who would like to have it. Just email me at deanna@spinkola.com, and I will give it to you. Okay, Fritz.
I would love to have a copy also. I think that is a fantastic document that should undermine whatever credibility the Anti-Defamation League still has. It shows what a scurrilous, hate-mongering organization they truly are and how shameful they are when it comes to fighting for the cause that they had done so much to drive America into, namely the war against Germany. Anyway, if you can pass that around by email and on various blogs or websites, that'll be great. I'll certainly put it on my website as soon as I get a copy.
That may be
a while. But
I'll send it out today or tomorrow. But the fact is that it was dated 1937. The war did not start officially in Europe until September 1st, 1939. But the war, with the Jews, the war started in April of 1933 in Britain, and then it was picked up in this country in August of 1933. So, the city of London kind of headed the economic war against Germany beginning in April of 1933. And basically, they don't really see any end between the first war and the second war. It was just kind of a little pause because the Russians had to kind of recoup.
Okay, I agree with you completely. I think I might be able to argue that the war actually started in March of 1933.
Okay, March 27th.
were these huge, huge demonstrations in New York City with, by some accounts, as many as a million people marching.
Exactly.
For a war against Germany.
But it was announced in the London newspaper. The first announcement was in the London newspaper, and then it was picked up in this country.
All right. I won't argue or quibble about the exact timing, but should we get back to
absolutely.
My argument? All right. The first argument puts things in context, but it doesn't disprove the claim that people might have been killed in gas chambers. It merely shows that the evidence is very flimsy at best. The evidence, such as it is, consists almost entirely, and I mean when I say almost entirely, like 99%. Of the evidence consists of so-called eyewitness statements, mostly from Jews, and confessions made from Germans or by Germans under torture. That is very, very clear when one studies the literature and sees the so-called evidence for the Holocaust. It consists overwhelmingly of so-called eyewitness accounts, mostly from Jews, and confessions extracted clearly under torture. There is no doubt about the fact that all of the Germans who made various statements, including Rudolf Höss, the commandant of Auschwitz for a long time, were extracted under incredible torture. Höss himself was tortured for 3 days by a British Jewish sergeant, and the evidence is very clear. There was no reason for him to make any statement if he had merely been guilty. But He was tortured. His family was threatened with a horrible death as well. And so he made a confession, which is one of the hallmarks of the entire Holocaust hoax. What is wrong with all of the confessions is that the descriptions of the bodies of victims of gas, of poison gas, are radically different from what would really have been the case. In most cases, the vast majority of cases of gassings with cyanide and carbon monoxide, the corpses would have been bright cherry red, either shortly after death or even at the time of death. And that is very clear today because of the internet, where we can easily pull down images of corpses in color of people who died from carbon monoxide poisoning or cyanide poisoning. All of the witnesses, except for one, and I'll talk about him in a moment, all of the witnesses claimed that the corpses were either blue or black or showed no color at all. None of the eyewitnesses, except possibly this one witness, Henrik Tauber, who I'll talk about in a moment, none of them claimed that the corpses were red or that they saw any red corpses. The corpses supposedly, in many cases, were piled up high, naked, for everyone to see in the vicinity. So there is no reason in the world for these eyewitness accounts or so-called eyewitness accounts not to have included many, many claims that, oh, yes, I saw the red corpses or I saw some red corpses or I saw at least one red corpse here and maybe another one somewhere else. There's nothing like that. Instead, we get this totally ridiculous claim and totally false claim that the corpses were either blue or black or had no color. The blue claim comes apparently from a gross misinterpretation of the effect of cyanide. In German, the word for cyanide is blue acid, Blausäure. And for a person who isn't too bright or interested in getting into technology and science, it seems very likely that if you kill someone with blue acid, the body will look blue afterwards. But that is absolute rubbish. What we have again and again in the Holocaust story are claims that at first glance look credible, but with a little bit investigation into the claim, those claims fall apart. For example, people looked at pictures of dead bodies in Bergen-Belsen and Dachau and figured, oh, the Holocaust happened. How could anybody possibly deny it? None of those pictures from Belsen or Mauthausen or Dachau or Buchenwald or Auschwitz were of pictures of people killed with poison gas. But they are very unpleasant pictures. But you could take the same kinds of pictures anywhere in the world. In any major hospital, when people die, they don't look too good. When people die of cancer...
All righty. Fritz, I'm sorry. We do have to go to a break. We will be right back at 33 past the hour.
Annoying collection calls.
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
And our guest today is Friedrich Paul Berg. His website is nazigassings.com. All righty, go ahead, continue. You were talking about the scientific evidence and why we cannot believe what we thought we saw in all of those pictures. And some of those bodies were hauled in from other places anyway and were probably mostly Germans.
Well, the pictures of dead bodies and sick people are a very cheap form of dirty propaganda. You could do the same thing in New York City, photograph people lying dead or sick on the streets of New York and, you know, plaster them all over the place and say, this is what's happening in America, and there must be a monstrous government and regime that does this sort of thing. It happens. It doesn't mean that the president is responsible or anything like that. People at the end of World War II We're very sick, very hungry, and very vulnerable to disease, which was rampant in certain cases and led to these horrible scenes. But those scenes anyway, had nothing to do with an extermination program of Jews or anyone else. In America today, we have the internet and we have digital photography, and one can do searches on the internet very easily. It just takes a matter of a few seconds to look for carbon monoxide fatalities and then look for images in connection with those links that one comes up with, and one will see the brilliant cherry red corpses that result from fatal carbon monoxide poisoning or from cyanide poisoning. Now, with cyanide poisoning, the coloring is not as intense, but it's still, in many cases, bright cherry red or red or possibly purple red. And we also have things like the suicide of a man named Michael Marin last year right here in Phoenix, Arizona, who, after he was read the verdict in his arson case, he decided to kill himself. And you can actually see the video that was taken at the time in the courtroom of him putting something in his mouth. We're not sure what it is, but within a few minutes, he collapsed, was in convulsions, and was turning red for everyone to see, including the Arizona Republic attorney, reporter Michael Kiefer, who reported what he saw and said Michael Marin turned quite red. On the way to the hospital, Michael Marin died from cyanide poisoning. In executions here in the United States, we have many cases where the prisoners who are being killed with cyanide actually turn red before they die. And there's one case, I think it's Mr. Sanderson, who actually turned beet red in front of everybody, in front of all the witnesses in the room next to the gas chamber. So the fact that people turn bright red and never blue is a well-established scientific fact, which undermines totally the most important evidence for the Holocaust story. And the most important evidence is by far the so-called eyewitness accounts, which people tend to believe for the dumbest of reasons.
Now, Fritz, what is the – is it the fact that the organs are shutting down after people have ingested cyanide? Isn't that what is happening, and that is what causes the redness?
Well, the organs are definitely shutting down. In my understanding, and I'm not a chemist, I'm not a forensic pathologist, but what happens is that the cyanide combines with the hemoglobin, which is the chemical ingredient in blood, and it combines with the hemoglobin to form a compound called cyanohemoglobin, which in itself, if you would have a vial or a container of cyanohemoglobin-rich blood, it would look much more brilliant than ordinary blood, would look brighter than ordinary blood. So the blood actually changes color as the cyanide combines with the hemoglobin. In the same way, carbon monoxide, when it combines with hemoglobin, forms a carboxyhemoglobin. And that is also an intense, bright cherry red. The internal organs of a person who died from carbon monoxide poisoning are much brighter than the skin. The skin tends to filter the color from the underlying blood and tissue. So it tends to be somewhat less intense. But after the body goes into hemostasis and the skin cells actually break down, this intense red coloring, whether it's from the cyanohemoglobin or carboxyhemoglobin, shows more evidently through the skin, especially in the dependent parts of the body. In other words, the lower parts of the body, if a body is lying flat, the underside of the body would tend to show the intense red coloring more than the upper side. So that's basically the way it works. The body, the blood actually changes color. It becomes a much more intense red color as a result of the chemical combination with either cyanide or carbon monoxide. In addition to that, the organs are forced to shut down eventually because the cyanide or carbon monoxide actually interferes with the movement of oxygen into the various cells of the body, okay? Whether it's heart cells or stomach cells or whatever, everything is actually starving as far as oxygen is concerned. You're actually asphyxiating the person. Carbon monoxide, chemical asphyxiants. These are both called chemical asphyxiants. That you're killing the person not by strangling him physically at the neck or over the nose, but chemically you're preventing the flow of oxygen to the various cells of the body.
Now, this also occurs in severe anaphylactic shock, that the body will turn a bright cherry red because the organs are shutting down and the same kind of redness to the skin occurs.
Okay, I don't have any expertise at all or even good knowledge on that. I won't argue with you. It's very possible.
Yeah, it really is.
What you will never get is the body turning blue, okay?
Exactly.
And
exactly. Just because that's the way they show in cartoons does not mean that it's actually accurate.
just because Steven Spielberg or Ada Bimko or somebody from the Holocaust persuasion says the body's turned blue, it doesn't mean it's true. It's physically almost impossible, I would say, if not totally impossible.
Exactly. Okay.
So those are basically the two arguments that I think are sufficient to destroy the Holocaust hoax. There are many other things that can be raised and should be raised and discussed and so forth, but those two arguments by themselves, I think, destroy the Holocaust hoax all by itself. There will be plenty of revisionists who will disagree with me and who will look for much more complicated arguments of one sort or another, and I won't try to discourage them, but I know from sad experience that people do not have much patience for lengthy books going into all kinds of obscure documents and issues about the size of the chimneys and whether or not the chimneys made smoke or not. Those are interesting issues, but they don't prove much of anything one way or the other. What does prove that the Holocaust is a hoax is the color issue. The fact that the so-called eyewitness actually lied again and again and again. Now, there was one exception to what I said about the eyewitnesses. That was this character, Henrik Tauber, who claimed that when he was working at the Krema in Birkenau, he actually went down into the gas chamber to look at the bodies. And he saw bodies there that had some reddish coloring and some green coloring. And he gave a very interesting statement. But it is only consistent with, I think, what you get when people die from typhus. When there are actually good pictures on the internet now that you can pull up, and I've pulled them up, that show typhus causes a reddish spotting.
All righty.
The victim.
All right. We are going to a break. We will be back momentarily after a word from our sponsors.
That moment of panic, sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door.
If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top-selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
John Stettmiller here. Gives me great pleasure to welcome our new sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They are a veteran-owned, Christian-based preparedness company. I know the owner, and I can tell you they share the same ideals and values that we do. From quality long-term food to self-defense and camping supplies, they have what you need to prepare. Great wholesale pricing, quality products, the best customer service. You just can't go wrong. One example, they have a one-year food package that includes GMO-free vegetables and fruit, plus real meat like roast beef and chicken breast. Over 2,000 calories a day for $19.95. Not your run-of-the-mill carb bucket like a lot of them out there. From stun guns, batons, tents, gas masks, chemical suits, the list goes on and on. One thing you'll learn over time is value is defined by quality plus price. You get that value with AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Tell them that John sent you and receive a free knife with your order.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Fritz Berg, and his website is NaziGassings.com. All righty. We were talking about, I was listening to that new commercial. That place sounds like a pretty good place to visit. We'll have to go and visit that website. All righty, Fritz, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Let me review very quickly what I've tried to say. Two arguments against the Holocaust hoax that are decisive, I think. Number one, there are no autopsy reports to show that even one person was ever killed in a gas chamber or with poison gas of any sort in any German concentration camp. And two, all of the so-called eyewitnesses to gassings are, in fact, liars. The number three argument I might throw in there is the fact that it used to be claimed that diesel exhaust was used for mass murder. And that story, I think, has been almost entirely abandoned recently, relatively recently, in the last few years, as a result of my work over more than 30 years. It used to be claimed that the vast majority of gassings were done with diesel exhaust. John Demyanyuk, an American of Ukrainian descent, was actually convicted and expelled from the United States for supposedly having been the man who operated the diesel engine at Treblinka that killed 800,000 people. Today, I think even the most hardcore exterminationist scholar knows that that claim is absolute rubbish. The alternate claim is that they used gasoline engines to generate the carbon monoxide. And that claim is rubbish also because of the lies from the so-called eyewitnesses to these gassings who claimed that the bodies were either blue or colorless or, well, anything but red. They never mentioned red in those claims.
Fritz, isn't it a fact that there are just probably 12 eyewitnesses that they have actually used, that the sources that they have actually used are just minuscule, and that thereafter, like during the period of the 60s and on into the 70s, that most of the so-called documentation, most of the so-called facts and evidence were a result of these very, very few original sources?
Well, what do you mean by sources?
And I use the term loosely.
Okay, the eyewitnesses are fairly few, but there are always more people popping up from time to time. Recently, a character named Dario Gabay popped up. Where he was for the previous 50 years, I don't know, but all of a sudden he came forward as an eyewitness to gassings, and his claims are as idiotic as those of any other eyewitnesses. I'm not sure whether he claimed the corpses were blue. He did claim the corpses were black and blue, and when he worked on them, would kneel on them, or in the process of getting them out of the gas chamber, a terrible stench would come out of their lungs, and that it was clearly cyanide gas of some sort or other. He never mentioned the other important part of cyanide gases, which is that there is a smell of almonds, which is characteristic for cyanide gas. Not everybody can detect that almond odor, but roughly half of all people are sensitive enough to detect that almond odor, and that is one of the hallmarks, or trademark, you might even say, of cyanide gas. So from time to time, new Holocaust lying eyewitnesses pop up. So I think the number might be more than 12, maybe 30 or so, but it's not a lot. Most of the so-called Holocaust survivors who parade themselves in public schools and so forth don't actually claim to have seen the gassing victims, but they walked by the crematoria and walked by the buildings where the gas chambers were located in the basement, and they remember the smell and the smoke, blah, blah, blah. Those claims are ridiculous also for other reasons, but they don't really claim to have seen the gassing victims directly. So the number is small, as you suggest.
Right. And it's very unfortunate. And even they've used a novel as documentation and reissued that novel. It was one, Auschwitz, A Doctor's Eyewitness Account, which was a novel. And they reissued it right in 1961 with a picture of Adolf Eichmann on the front cover. Because that is when they started his when they kidnapped him and started his trial in Jerusalem, and so they reissued the novel, and then made it seem like it was a documented kind of a thing.
Right. Amazing. And Dr. Naizli, the supposed author of this novel, which he and various people have claimed was more than a novel, was the truth. He claimed the bodies were blue. Okay, and that could not possibly have been the case. He makes no mention of any red corpses at all.
Some doctor he is.
Right, he was a liar. He was a scurrilous liar, but he knew, or whoever put his book together knew, that describing the bodies as blue seemed more sinister in some way or other than if the bodies had simply been pink or reddish or something like that.
Well, the fact is that he never saw a body that had been gassed.
Right, right. He's a scurrilous liar for these other reasons, and if he lies about, you know, the minor issues, relatively minor issues, how could one believe him on the big issue of whether or not anyone was actually gassed? And there are no exceptions. They're all liars, every last one of them. And that's easy enough to show or see when one examines their actual testimonies, their actual statements.
Right. But when you're a kid, and that's who they target, children in school. They use Anne Frank's diary, the diary of Anne Frank. And every child has to read that book, and children are so vulnerable, and they get wrapped up. They identify with what is with another child. Well, that's the reason that they used a child's diary instead of an adult diary, so that these children would identify with another child and believe in the Holocaust from the time that they first hear about it until I get smarter.
Well, the people behind Holocaust propaganda are not nice people. They are terrible people. They are monsters. And when the Nazis put such people in concentration camps, they had the right idea. That's where such people belong. Spreading such monstrous lies about another people should be a punishable offense. You know, racism is almost punishable, and in some cases, some societies, it certainly is, and perhaps rightly so. But what the Jews have done with their Holocaust propaganda has led to the deaths of millions of people. Totally innocent people have had their lives ruined, or may have actually been killed because of this dirty, dirty Jewish propaganda.
Right. And as you say, Germany did have a right to put these people in camps. In fact, in 1939, beginning in 1936, the United States targeted German aliens here in this country and in Latin America, who were actually citizens of the country, beginning in 1936. And by 1939, through 1941, they incarcerated between 10,000 and 12,000 Germans who were citizens. And this was before Pearl Harbor, people.
Well, after Pearl Harbor, things got even worse. My parents were threatened with imprisonment, and I was nearly born in an American concentration camp.
Wow. All righty. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors and station ID.